Well, Tessa Levy, member of the Bendigo Spirit WNBL team, Bendigo Braves, and now a draftee to the Richmond Football Club in the AFLW. Tessa, life's about to get very busy for you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's about to get really busy. I can't believe it's happened still, to be honest. It's a bit surreal and, yeah, really looking forward to the opportunity with Richmond.
So was this like a well-known fact that you were going to nominate for the draft, or is it something you'd just sort of been thinking about yourself, or how did it sort of come about?
Yeah, it wasn't well-known, no. So only a small bunch of my family and my friends knew. And then obviously I'd spoken with the Bendigo Stadium and obviously let them know, and Tracy York as well. And it was just something that I'd thought about since AFLW had come about. It was always in the back of my mind. I honestly just didn't think that it would be possible for me, like just in the current, you know, basketball runs all year round, and Australian Opal stuff is also all year round, so it's a pretty busy time for me anyway, let alone chucking in AFLW in there. So I had a busy thinking season, I guess you could say, with COVID and things just happening in my life. And I just thought, you know, where do you want to be in your life and what do you want to do? Like, and I really don't want to have any regrets, you know, once I retire from sports. And so this was something that I've wanted to do for ages. I spoke with my agent. We've spoken long and hard about it. Just asked all the questions possible. And we decided just to go for it.
Yeah.
Why not, you know? This is an opportunity that can happen now for kids. So I'm not a kid anymore. I'm 27. But yeah, it should be good.
27, you poor old bugger. Hey, I feel sorry for you. I guess the big question is the logistics, because I know you want to try and combine sort of everything. You must have thought long and hard about that. That is going to be a challenge, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I already know that, you know. My agent and I definitely understand that. And when I was speaking with Richmond, they were pretty really supportive of that, and Mark Alabakoff and Tracy were keen, and Ben Harvey here and Nathan O'Neill were keen to try and make it work. So, you know, I have had those questions left, right and centre, and I still don't have the answers, still don't have the answers to those, but that's something we'll work out in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. So, I'm not wanting to put any sort of negative on it, but I guess one of the biggest dangers could be, the fact that the physicality of AFL, you could get sort of knocked around a bit, and then to come back and step into basketball as well. I think that's going to be one of the challenges.
Yeah, there's no doubt. It's a totally different sport. It's very much contact sport, but I'll be doing everything to be ready. That change and adjustment, but then I'll also have some of the best people, I guess, in the sporting industry at Richmond being able to help me with anything that can pop up, like massage therapists, recovery pools. I've obviously got healthy mates here who are amazing, support the Braves and the Spirit, so I'll be probably in there a lot. And then getting plenty of massages, that's for sure.
Yeah, indeed. So tell us about your background with AFL. Have you played it much?
I played one season, under-14s, down in Casterton, with an all-boys competition. There was two girls in the league, I think. And, mum and dad wouldn't let me play until I was under-14s, top age, which is actually the cut-off as well, like the last year you can play as a girl in the all-guys team. And so I did that. And there was only four teams, but I did play with the Tigers down there, so that was a bit of fun, and I absolutely loved it.
Yeah. And so how does the draft work in terms of you put your name forward, but and that's pretty much it, just what you've done sporting-wise, and then they decide from there, yeah?
Yeah, so it was pretty pretty easy to nominate. Just had to put in, a couple of details, and most of the questions, I think, were like your previous club, and lots of stuff, and obviously I didn't have anything for that, so it was pretty simple for me. It was pretty much my name, my height, and where I lived, and then obviously you have to nominate for a a certain area, which is Victoria, where I want to stay. And then, yeah, you just wait. So clubs can they go out to all the clubs, all the nominated names, and you just wait for anyone to contact you. Yeah, and see what happens.
Yeah. Well, it's fantastic news, and in particular, fantastic news that you're not going to be lost to basketball because you're you're a crowd favourite and obviously a very good player, so that would be tragedy. So wish you every success. And
thank you, Robbo.
All the very best with it. And, yeah, look forward to catching up with you during the basketball season as well.
Thank you, and thank you for having me on this morning.
You're very welcome. Thanks very much, Tessa. Tessa Levy from the Bendigo Spirit joining us on the Wake Up Call at Gold Centre Victoria.